Hello all, I'm Ignacio Ayala, the lead analyst for data and insights here at Silverline, and welcome to What Just Happened, a short format podcast where I ask my colleagues to quickly explain recent geopolitical incidents, their relevant background, and key issues to watch. Today, we will be discussing the Israeli strike on the Iranian consulate in Syria with Noah Nosfeld, the Middle East and North Africa analyst here at Silverline. Hello, Noam. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, Ignacio. Thank you.
So, Noam, what just happened?
Yes, thank you, Ignacio. On the evening of the 1st of April, there was an unidentified strike, likely Israeli, on the building adjacent to the Iranian embassy in Damascus, the capital of Syria. Iranian news claimed this was actually part of the embassy complex, the consulate building, and the residency of the Iranian ambassador. Most significant in this strike, three top commanders of the Iranian Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps were killed. The top ranking of officials, all in the general ranking. And it's also most significant because we've seen in the last couple of months, actually since the Israel-Hamas war started in October 2023, but Israel slowly increased its strikes in Syria. This is basically because we've seen also more efforts by Iran to deliver weapons to militants, whether in the West Bank or in Lebanon, Hezbollah, or also to other proxies, especially Iraqi proxies supported by Iran. So we've seen definitely increasing strikes by Israel, but those usually target low levels or mostly the boxes. This strike targeted the high level, the generals.
Thank you, Noam. So it appears that the strike on what appears to be the diplomatic complex of the Iranian embassy in Damascus is absolutely an escalation, as Israel tended to strike low-level personnel of the IRCG in Syria to affect the supply chains of armaments in for proxies from Iran. What do you think are the consequences of this strike? And do you have any more information of who was killed in this strike?
Indeed, I think that in general, if you're looking at the most significant person that was killed in the strike, it was the General Muhammad Raza Zahidi. He was the head of the Quds forces, which is another branch of the IRGC. The Quds Force basically is responsible for financing and training of Iranian proxies and terrorist groups around the region, basically operations outside of Iran. So Muhammad Raza Zahid, he was the general, he was the commander responsible on operations and everything basically in Syria and Lebanon. And now, again, if you're looking a bit further away, the other big strike we've got before was in December 2023. Back then it was a brigadier general, and it had a lot of echo on the news. This one is much, much bigger. It's general level, responsible for Syria and Lebanon. Iran, of course, immediately voted to retaliate and blamed Israel for that. And with that in mind, this should increase the risks for Israeli assets as well as Israeli individuals, as well as links, Israeli-linked individuals and assets. We've seen before, I think in February, an attack in Arbil on an alleged Mossad-linked compound. Mossad is the Israeli intelligence for the overseas. So in general, we are likely to see further risk for security and also for bystanders around areas that are linked to Israel. And then I think lastly on that regard, because this was a diplomatic compound, this especially will increase the risks again near Israeli diplomatic compounds around the world.
Okay, thank you, Noam. And in terms of the escalation between Israel and Iran, do we expect increasing activity by Hezbollah in the northern border of Israel? Do we expect direct strikes from Iran on Israeli territory? What is our forecast on that front?
Yeah, thank you, Ignacio. I think that those are good questions. And I think that we already saw that Hezbollah also vote to retaliate for the strike in Syria. Hezbollah is very much connected to Iran, and all of the what's happening now in the increase in strikes in Syria is also because basically Iran is increasing the weapon deliveries to Hezbollah in Lebanon. So definitely we are likely to see some Hezbollah involvement. In general, we've seen also in the past several days another uptick in hostilities between Israel and the Lebanese Hezbollah on the northern borders. We are likely to see further efforts by Iran to deliver weapons to Hezbollah, especially complex weapons, ones that maybe have GPS targeting, basically increasing the capabilities of the organization to strike targets that are critical for Israel. In that regard, if you're looking in other positions of retaliation from Iranian direct strikes on Israel, I think that this is still quite unlikely. I think that in that regard, we are likely to see further efforts of Iranian proxies, especially again, the pro-Iran Iraqi militants, who already did some attacks on Israel before. And I think also in that regard, it's good to put here the context. But the same day, though, 1st of April, earlier in the day, there was a successful attack by those proxies on the IDF's Navy base in Israel. So those, the Israel strike came as retaliation, and we are likely to see further increase in those hostilities with Iranian proxies.
All right, thank you. And one last question. We've seen that the U.S. force posture has been a significant deterrent for an escalation in the region, especially with Hezbollah. Do we think that the current diplomatic situation between the U.S. and Israel, it will affect this deterrence that the U.S. has posed for Hezbollah? And could that affect the potential risk of a major escalation in the north of Israel?
Yes, I think that in general, the deterrence of the United States on Hezbollah is still existing to some extent. However, since the beginning of the war, I think it was very clear cut. However, I think that nowadays, if we see further escalations between Israel and Hezbollah, this escalation is likely to not be supported by the United States or not be protected. On the other hand, if you're looking maybe a bit more regionally, I think that the attack on the Syrian in Damascus on the Iranian embassy definitely increase risks or worries for Iranian retaliation against United States forces in the region because of worries that they were responsible or were helping with intelligence. And that's why we also saw in the several last few days kind of diplomatic train between Iran and the United States to confirm that the U.S. had no idea about this attack. Regardless, we're still likely to see a bit of increase in risk for U.S. personnel, especially in Iraq and Syria.
Okay, thank you, Noam, for joining us today. What just happened definitely represents an escalation in the Middle East, and we will keep an eye on that dynamic. Thank you for listening, and make sure to check out all of Civil Line's content through your favorite podcast provider.